I read from Luke 2:8 in the New Living Translation. It says there, "That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.' Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.'" We read this a little bit earlier as well. This is the moment when the angels are declaring what Jesus came to do. And this really happened. This isn't just a story. This isn't just, you know, a fairy tale. This actually happened. There was a point where Jesus was born. The angels really did appear. The angels really had to say, "Don't be afraid." I mean, you imagine these angels appearing to these guys, these shepherds. And they said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people." Great joy to all people. Notice that. Jesus came for the whole world. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. You will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. The Savior of the whole world came to earth as a baby, and he was born laid in a manger. The angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, imagine that. We don't know how many people were there, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Now let's read there Romans 15. I'll read a few more scriptures. I'll get into kind of the focus of what I wanted to say this morning. Romans 15, 13 says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in all hope. Notice that it says joy and peace. The angel said that there will be joy to all people. And then they said peace on earth. Joy and peace, they're big terms, and we see it all the time. You see it, even if you go down to Dunkin' Donuts, they have three donuts in a row, one with a J on it, with then a donut, and then a Y on it. Joy, peace. People talk about joy and peace all the time. You know, on my commute on the way home, there's this house decorated. No, actually, that's downtown, or down Main Street. Somebody has a peace symbol, you know. They have their Christmas lights, and they have a peace symbol. Joy and peace are a big deal, but the angels specifically said those things were tied to something. And they said it in context of Jesus' birth. And I want you to notice, is this is what I want to focus on this morning. He said, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." I'm going to come back to that. Let's read this in the New Living Translation. "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." 1 Timothy 1:1 says, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope." In that same verse in the New Living Translation, it says, "This letter is from Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, appointed by the command of God our Savior and Christ Jesus, who gives us hope." So this part I want to focus on this morning. I'm going to go back through some of these scriptures. Jesus, it says Jesus is our hope. It says Jesus is who gives us hope. The Bible said God is the God of all hope. Let's go back to Romans 15, 13. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in what? In believing. So it says the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing. He's the God of hope. There is no hope apart from God, true hope. People, you ever heard of false hope? People get hopeful in certain things. We talk about hope, right? Coming into the new year, I don't want to get ahead. I'm just enjoying this part of this year. We'll get to the new year soon enough in a week, but I'm right here. I don't want to fast forward for a week because I have this week off and I just want to enjoy this week. We'll talk about hope in the new year, whatever. But this time, people call this time of the year, it's hope. Christmas season. You talk about being in the spirit of Christmas. People talk about in the world. What does that mean? Well, they talk about giving. They talk about just being in good spirits. We were talking about a friend of ours that just was talking about being in the Christmas spirit and they weren't going to let anything ruin it. Their kids were misbehaving or something. This lady was like, I'm mad at you, but I'm not getting out of the Christmas spirit. This is her way of saying this. People talk about that, but what does it mean? Part of it is hope. And part of it, people talk about having hope this time of the year. You see, if you ever watch these Christmas movies, they're always, there's hope around. A lot of it, even a secular version of it, it's like this magic around Christmas. Hope, hope for things that may not be possible. So the world is very in tune with these type of things, talks about hope. But the true hope, the real hope, the real source of hope, you can have hope in different things, but the source of hope that will never disappoint is Jesus. He is our hope. But notice what it says here, may the God of hope. There is no source of hope that is greater than God Almighty. He's the God of hope. He is never, there is never a point you could reach in life where if you knew God, you would have no hope. It doesn't, if you know Him, He's got it. He could say, I got this. Because He is the God of hope. He's not just has hope. It's not like He has some in His inventory. Well, let me see. You came into me with this problem. Well, let me see. Do I have any more hope? I don't know. He's the God of hope. That means He is abundant. There is nothing that could try Him that He would say, sorry, I can't offer you any remedy. There is no hope for you. That doesn't exist with Him. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So these things, joy and peace, that people are looking for, they are found in believing. Believing what? Believing that Jesus came, that Jesus did what He said He was going to do. This, what we celebrate at this time of the year, it's not a fairy tale. Jesus came to bring hope to the world. For real. Bring hope, like what the angel said, that there would be peace on earth. That the way to have peace with God came through Jesus, this baby that was born in a manger. I mean, you can't just celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus. If Jesus didn't go to the cross, it meant nothing. To me, it's always like this is just the beginning of what He's going to do, why He came. But He came so that we ultimately could have hope. It said the God of hope will fill us with all joy and peace as we're believing, and then that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that the God of hope will give you joy and peace as you believe, and that you will be filled to overflowing. You will be bounding with hope. As we know Jesus, as we walk with Him, there is always hope. That we just be abounding means to be overflowing. You're abounding in hope. You are always full of hope. It doesn't matter what the season is. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Why? Because Jesus is our hope. If the economy is our hope, if the government is our hope, if certain laws are our hope, if certain sports teams are our hope, all those things can disappoint you. You may laugh at certain parts, we laugh, but man, there are people that go into a deep depression when their sports team loses. Not until the next season. And some people have been on that way for years because they look at their team and they don't feel any hope. I mean, the Cubs and the Indians were an example of that, but hey, it turned. Cubs win, right? I mean, but both of those teams, if you would have gone back 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, I mean, it's just like, yeah, I'm an Indians fan. I'm a Cubbies fan. Dean Crowell, who came here, Gary Crowell, he's a Cubs fan, and he was just like, yeah, it's the way it is. But you can have a lack of hope. We had pretty good lately in New England with our sports teams. But people are hopeful what? For something. But that's very limited level of hope. Jesus came, no matter what, to bring us hope. He is called our hope. But it's not this superficial thing that people are looking for just a little bit of hope. Well, I hope I need something just to get me through. Jesus, it doesn't matter where we are at any time in life. We are serving the God of hope, and Jesus is our hope, period. What we're celebrating today is hope. Jesus is hope for the world, whether they know it or not. This baby that came and ultimately died on that cross 2,000 years ago is the hope to all the world. It is not any of the certain agreements or lack thereof or certain strategies that the world's leaders are trying to put together. What we need is the wisdom of God, that they would look to the God that is the God of hope, that has all wisdom. He can solve problems. There is no hopeless situation on this earth. It can all be turned around. Jesus is the answer, though. In the New Living Translation, it says, I pray that God, the source of hope. Notice that. You can try to have other sources of hope, but he's the ultimate source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust him. Why would you be filled with joy and peace? Because you trust him. That's true joy and peace. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. I like that. As we trust him, we'll overflow with confident hope. Confident hope. I mean, not just hope. You're confident. You're confident things are going to change. You're confident it's going to be better. You're confident you're just going to go to the next level. Doesn't matter. I'm at this level. I've been doing pretty well, but I can go higher. Why? Because I know God. I know the source of hope. I know what Jesus came for. I know where I'm going. Nothing this earth can throw at me is going to get me down. I'm going over. We're going to keep going up. Yeah. Amen. He is our hope. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is the source. He is the source. Amen? Amen. It is good to know him. Amen. How much more precious it is to celebrate this time, to celebrate Christmas, when you understand you can have true hope. We can enjoy this day just knowing we know the source, and doesn't matter what this year has for us, we know that we can go through it with confident hope. We know we can go through it with joy and peace. Amen.